Free103.9.org is a streaming radio station that took part of with the A Noise Collective to bring full-time streaming radio to the web, telling people what was going on in the streets during the Republican National Convention. And Sarah from Free103.9.org is on the phone with us. Hello, Sarah. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So what did you do with the Free103.9 and A Noise Collective stream?
Well, I'm a staff member at Free103.9. I've been involved with that organization for about a year. As you may or may not know, Free103.9 is a transmission arts organization that does all kinds of things to support artists and other people who use transmission media in their daily lives and in their artistic practice. So I come from a background of doing a lot of micro radio in Seattle, Washington, where I'm from, and I came to Free103 with the desire to kind of use that history that I had. And I guess I started talking with other micro radio people in Brooklyn months and months ago about the idea of doing some coverage, live coverage of the Republican National Convention. So what ended up happening was much, much grander than any of the things that we had envisioned at that point. We ended up creating a web stream, essentially, that carried live reporting, but then also pre-recorded interviews and sound pieces and music and kind of, you know, roundtable discussions and all kinds of things that happened with some forethought, but also a lot of them very, very spontaneously. So the web stream was put out from many, many websites and rebroadcast all over the world by micro radio people and also by licensed radio people. And so it ended up being a really exciting collaborative project. What I was doing was, I did a lot of things. I was on the street making reports about some of the things I was seeing in New York City. I pre-recorded a lot of interviews with people who had interesting insight about what was going on in the world. I helped set up a redundant studio to make sure that if our studio A went down, we'd have other options for how to broadcast. And stuck around the studio a little bit, hosting and taking calls and doing interviews.
So was the studio set up specifically for doing the A Noise RNC coverage?
It was, and the really, really remarkable thing about the studio is that we got almost everything. We got everything we did done with no money. The Invest
wow.
Coalition didn't do any fundraisers. Not that we wouldn't have if we had, you know, had the time, but we ended up getting a whole lot of stuff donated from PCs and audio equipment to domain hosting and all kinds of different things. So yeah, the studio was set up. It was ready to go about 3 days before we started streaming, and it was purely a spontaneous eruptive product.
Wow, and I listened to a lot of it off the web feed, and I mean, my impression of it is it sounded really put together very well, and it was very amazing. It was pretty much wall-to-wall, and for the 6 days, from about Saturday to yesterday. Like, even overnight, things would come on. You'd run some music, or you had DJ sets going on, you know, sometimes at night. But then you'd still come in with reports in the street. So you had a phone line and the ability to take calls.
Well, part of that happened because of a collaboration with the Indie Media Convergence space. Indie Media here in New York set up a large media convergence space that was actually donated on the 13th floor of an office building, and there was space for public computer use, there was space for print journalists to work, there was space for video, and then there was our sound studio. So one of the great things about being involved at that space was that we got access to the dispatchers who were taking calls from the outside world and patching them through to our sound studio and to the other areas where the calls need to be routed. So we were able to set up an IRC, like a chat room, several chat rooms actually, but a kind of a backline chat room where while we were in the studio broadcasting, we could see from dispatchers what kind of calls were coming in, and then we could pay attention to them with some kind of preparation.
And you pretty much, I mean, aired phone calls from people on the streets who may have been, you know, have even in the middle of being confronted by police. You aired them live and uncensored, pretty much.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, that was, that's, I don't think we would have done it any other way. There's no, I don't know. I don't feel a lot of motivation myself to put a ton of energy behind projects where expression is going to be squelched in any way. And that's kind of why I've personally been interested in functioning outside of the purview of the FCC.
And so now when you said you're functioning outside the purview of the FCC, but the ANOIS, I mean, you were not operating a transmitter yourselves, correct?
No. No, in that case, we're operating outside of the purview of the FCC because they haven't figured out a way to regulate internet radio yet. I'm sure that there's enough money in it that there'll be future attempts to regulate, but currently it's limited only kind of by your capacity to stream. And so, by providing a web stream that could be picked up by people who were either, web streaming themselves or broadcasting FM or broadcasting unlicensed FM, we did something that was completely legal and that could be used in many, many different ways by people who wanted to remain legal and people who didn't have so much concern about regulations.
Do you know about how many unlicensed stations picked up your stream?
You know, that's the beautiful thing about a decentralized global media network that I really don't have any idea. I mean, I know how many I'm aware of, but there's going to be more information coming in about, you know, people that we don't even know about that might have picked it up and picked up the stream and rebroadcast it. So I know that in New York there were probably about 7 frequencies that used the stream in Manhattan, not all running continuously, but I think we were on about 7 frequencies in Manhattan, and then a number more in Brooklyn, and then I've been hearing about people rebroadcasting it in other parts of the country and the world.
And did you get responses from anyone from outside the U.S.?
Oh, absolutely. We were taking calls from people in Amsterdam, in the U.K., Canada, many other places, Spain.
And did you get much negative feedback? Or were you getting any crank phone calls or complaints?
You know, remarkably few. I think what we got more of was over-enthusiastic phone calls, people who were, like, so thrilled at the moment they were in. They were just, you know, wanted to hold up their cell phones to the massive noise that was rushing at them. And sometimes it was hard to, you know, decipher what was going on from the phone calls. But we got, I mean, remarkably enough, escaped censure, I think, in most ways. I think more, as far as criticism, more of what we got was kind of like, you know, people within the activist movement, you know, offering ideas about how things should be done. But we didn't get much, like, kind of, you know, world-at-large criticism.
Wow, considering that you were giving out the phone number pretty much perpetually, and obviously in New York it would have been at least 7 frequencies where people could tune in all over the city, that's pretty amazing that you got mostly a positive response. And you said you were personally out doing reportage on the street.
Sure, yeah.
And so what was that experience like? What was it like on the streets in New York this past week?
Wow, I mean, we definitely don't have time to even enumerate even the beginning of all the things that were happening in New York.
It was
an absolutely thrilling atmosphere, I think. Some of those things, let's see, I was at, one of the high points for me was, it was a relatively mild event compared to many of the huge clashes that occurred, but I really, really enjoyed Reverend Billy and the First Amendment Choir at St. Mark's Church. Reverend Billy is the leader of the Church of Stop Shopping, and he, during his everyday life, he and his church members do actions that are like old school revivals, and they will head into like a Starbucks or a Macy's or a corporate sales area and repent against the evils of shopping. You know, they kind of fill up their carts and then cast down the things they've selected and cleanse themselves of the evils of shopping. And they had a really incredible First Amendment choir and rally at St. Mark's Church where a whole lot of people gathered and learned the First Amendment and said it with one voice, and it was thrilling. I also was lucky enough to be at some of the larger marches. I really, really enjoyed the Poor People's March, the Silly Rise March. A lot being asked wasn't, you know, that still isn't on the agenda for mm-hmm. any of the major political speakers. And then the other thing that I found pretty thrilling during the week was the mouse block, which, you know, the legend about how one little mouse can scare a giant elephant. Well, there are a number of people who collected themselves into a mouse block and kind of disrupted the pleasure of Republicans who were attending Broadway shows.
So do you feel that it was successful, the coverage and the web stream that you put on?
Well, I feel like I'm pretty amazed and thrilled at what came of our efforts. I think it was pretty extraordinary. The thing that I think is the most extraordinary is that all the people involved have formed the type of relationships that I think are going to last. And, you know, there's this thing that happens when people work really, really hard together in times of uncertainty and trauma. It's just like a really, it's a joyful and thrilling kind of bond. And I really look forward to the future of collaboration in New York.
Thank you very much for putting on the stream and your work there. And also thank you very much for joining us here on Media Geek.
Thank you. Can I list off some websites?
Yeah, please do.
If people want to look at the website that we have been using, it's no longer streaming live, but it might again, you can look at anoise.net or anoise.org. I'd also encourage you to visit the New York City IMC website and 3103.9.org. And that's it's the word free, the number 103, the word point, the number 9, and .org.
Great. Thanks again, Sarah.
Take care now.